that's life.
That's life.
That's what all the people say. You're riding high in April, shot down in May. But I know I'm gonna change that tune when I'm back on top in June.
In recent times, it seems as if our pursuit of happiness has gotten a little off track, and many people seem to be waiting for someone else to create the opportunity for them. Well, we're not waiting around any longer, and we're going to start taking matters into our own hands beginning now. Join us for Repaving Main Street, a show dedicated to the celebration of individual freedom and the pursuit of the American dream. And now, here's your host of Repaving Main Street.
Welcome, everyone, to Repaving Main Street, the show that celebrates our individual freedom and the pursuit of the American dream. My name is Bill Cobb, Dollar Bill Cobb, and I am your host for Repaving Main Street, and this is the show where we are continuing to unravel the mysteries of entrepreneurship, or as my writing partner, Dr. Johnson, and I like to refer to it, the mystique of business alchemy. Turning ideas into gold. Today, we're going to be addressing a number of emails that we received as a result of last night's show. Apparently, when we started to talk about tactical planning, we opened up Pandora's box because there are so many different tactics for so many different businesses. And as a result of that, there's a lot of different directions that we can go. But what we want to try and do is obviously concentrate on the things that are important to you. So what I think we're going to do is kind of take the first priority, that first priority being acquiring customers, getting the revenue going, and kind of break it into two categories. One meaning looking at those activities that are necessary to help our smaller businesses, our service businesses, our storefront businesses, to get moving in the marketplace, and then do a separate approach for those of you who are innovators creating and manufacturing products, because you're going to have to be much more deliberate in what you do to get out into the market and acquire your customers. So we're going to take a look at it from that perspective. But before we get started, I want to remind everybody once again, our good friends at the Unreasonable Institute in Boulder, Colorado, they're having their world's most unreasonable climax this evening. It's over at the Mackey Auditorium on 17th Street and University. Boulder, Colorado starts at 6 o'clock. So if you want to see a bunch of entrepreneurs who are determined to change the world, folks, make it a point to get over there. I can tell you what, you won't be disappointed that you did. So let's get on with helping our smaller businesses move forward in acquiring customers. And one of the things that was brought to my attention in our emails was the concept of guerrilla marketing. And they say, we've heard about this. What's it all about? Does that apply to my business and my company? And the answer is absolutely. So as you know, the good Dr. Johnson and I always like to do research. So we went back and we thought we'd take a look at the origin of guerrilla marketing. And then I have 50 guerrilla marketing tactics that you should be using that I'm going to share with you on tonight's show. So I'm going to give you 50 ideas to help you get that business of yours moving in the marketplace. Let's take a look at what guerrilla marketing is. Remember, the guerrilla marketing came from a military tactic called guerrilla warfare. And guerrilla warfare was all about small bands of individuals making big impacts as a result of the focused activity that they did. And they would kind of like disappear, and you wouldn't even know where they came from or what they did until they showed up the next time and had another impact in that war game. So guerrilla marketing is very similar. It's a tactic. And what it is taking a small amount of resource that you have and having a big impact in a focused area, in a small area. So if we look at how that gets applied, We'll show you in tonight's show why that may be a very, very good tactic for an early stage company or a company that doesn't have a lot of resource, okay? Guerrilla marketing is very effective. So where did it come from? It came from a guy named J. Conrad Levinson, and he published his first book on guerrilla marketing back in 1984. Today, there are 58 volumes of it that have been printed in 62 different languages, and more than 21 million copies have been sold worldwide. So there must be something to this, folks. The book was required reading in a number of MBA programs throughout the world. The author has taught the topic at the University of California in Berkeley, and he lectures on it worldwide. And if we look at his definition, the father of guerrilla marketing, he says this: "I'm referring to the soul and essence of guerrilla marketing, which remain as always, achieving conventional goals, such as the profits of your business and the joy of running it, with unconventional methods, such as investing energy instead of money." Okay, so I know I get your attention now. Okay, we're talking about bootstrapping here and a process that has been proven and works. So what he says, the need for guerrilla marketing can be seen in light of these three factors. One, big business is downsizing, decentralizing, relaxing, all of the things that they do, and people around the world are now gravitating more towards smaller businesses, okay? The big businesses are producing the products. The smaller businesses are delivering the products and services. Number two, small business failures have been not good. They've been establishing too high numbers. And one of the main reasons for this is that business failures is the owners do not understand marketing. We've said this on our show a number of times. There are two areas of business planning that are not good for most of our entrepreneurs. One is market planning. The second is financial planning. So tonight we're addressing the market planning. And then three, recognize that guerrilla marketing has been proven to work in action for small businesses all around the world. It works because it's simple to understand and is outrageously inexpensive. You do not need a lot of money to be successful at guerrilla marketing. Guerrilla marketing is needed because it gives small businesses a delightfully unfair advantage. That's right, it gives you the advantage this time. Certainty in an uncertain world, economy in a high-price world, simplicity in a complicated world, marketing awareness in a clueless world. What he's saying is simply that applying guerrilla marketing tactics can actually differentiate your company and get you noticed out there. So what are the principles of guerrilla marketing? What is it he's trying to get us to do? And he's put down a list of bullet points that I'm going to share with you. And then we're going to get into actual things that you can do that are guerrilla marketing tactics that can help you get that business of yours going. Remember, we talked about we don't want you failing. We don't want your business to run into difficulty. We want you to have a whole arsenal of tools that you can go back to and use every time you get a hiccup or a burp in the marketplace. So let's take a look at the characteristics of guerrilla marketing. Number one, guerrilla marketing is specifically geared for small businesses and entrepreneurs. How about that, folks? We have a global strategy that's all about you, not about anybody else. It's about small business and entrepreneurs. Guerrilla marketing tactics are based on human psychology, all right? Understanding the people aspect, the human capital aspect, rather than experience, judgment, and all the marketing studies and so forth we used to do. Remember, even the smartest make mistakes there. Coca-Cola, for example, all the data said that the new Coke was going to be a success, and as we all know, it was not, okay? The marketer, meaning you, should also concentrate on how many new relationships you are able to develop as a result of taking this tactic. You're employing guerrilla marketing for one reason and one reason only, and that's to build as many customer relationships as you possibly can. Folks, we're talking about guerrilla marketing this evening. We're talking about what it is, how it can help make our businesses come to life, how we can implement it within our company. And the thing we like about it is it's geared for entrepreneurs and small businesses. You're listening to Repaving Main Street, and we're going to be back to talk about how you can deploy guerrilla marketing to get your business going. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
That's life. I tell you, I can't deny it. I thought of quitting, baby, but my heart just ain't gonna buy it. And if I didn't think it was...
Welcome back, everyone, to Repaving Main Street, the show that discusses the pursuit of the American dream. We're helping everyone pursue their American dream. We're looking at tactics, things we can do to get our business up and going, find customers, and generate revenue. One of the tools we're talking about this evening is called guerrilla marketing. It's specifically geared for small business and entrepreneurs, and we're talking about some of its traits and attributes, and then we're going to get right into suggestions of things that you can do to help your business get moving. When we left, we were recognizing the fact that it's based on human psychology and that it's all about establishing relationships for your company. That's what it's all about. What you want to do is create a standard of excellence for what you do with an acute focus on targeted areas within the marketplace rather than trying to be all things for all people. Remember, this is modeled after guerrilla war tactics, very specific actions within a very specific targeted area, okay? Instead of concentrating just on getting new customers, start concentrating on getting more relationships, more transactions from your existing customers, and hopefully growing those transactions as well. I'm not telling you to forget about your competition, but spend less time worrying about that and spend more time worrying about cooperating with other businesses within your community and marketplace. If there's some folks out there that are doing similar things, become friends. Find a way to help one another. Sometimes that works. Guerrilla marketers should also use a combination of different marketing methods for their campaign. We're going to talk about that more in a moment. Use technology as a tool to build your business. Do not use it as a crutch. All right. One of the problems with our new entrepreneurs is they think because technology exists, it can replace the actual human interaction. And remember, we just said that guerrilla marketing is about the psychology of people, not the fact that they've got an internet connection. So stay with us. Messages are aimed at individuals or small groups. The smaller, the better, the more you can target it. Remember, it's, again, modeled after guerrilla warfare. Small targets, big impact, okay? You want to focus on gaining the consent of the individual who gets your message and try to send them more information rather than just trying to close the sale. What you want to do is get them aware of who you are, what you do, what you stand for, okay? If they have a question about how your product or service is used, take the time to answer that. Do that. And then finally, as always with any marketing effort, commit to the campaign. All right? Use effective frequency. Instead of trying to create a new message theme for each campaign, think about coming back frequently and reinforcing what you've already told them. Remember, human nature is what it is. Unless we're told something repetitively, we have a tendency to forget. So those are the traits of guerrilla marketing. And I found a wonderful website that I'd like to share with you this evening. It's up for our friends in Canada. That's right. They actually do marketing in Canada as well. And it's a website called Bootstrapping. And I want to give you the website because they have a great publication that you can download for free. Okay, remember, we're guerrilla marketing now. We're not spending money for free. It was published back in 2009, but it's still very applicable to today. And you can find it at www.bootstrappingblog.com. That's bootstrappingblog.com. It's spelled just like it sounds, okay? And what you want to look at is look for a publication called 50 Guerrilla Marketing Tactics You Should Be Using. Okay, 50 guerrilla marketing tactics that you should be using. It's free. There's some great ideas in there. We're going to go through a bunch of them as we go through the show this evening. But there's a lot you can do without spending a lot of money. Okay, so just one point of clarification as we start this. For those of you who are the innovators that are creating new products, things that are tangible and are going to be resold through channels to others, you have a much higher stake in your marketing campaign than those of us who are in the services businesses or retail business. So we continue to advocate that you consider working with a professional marketing firm. Folks like the ones we had on the show, Burns Marketing, remember Patrick Hunt came on the show, shared some concepts and ideas with him. And the reason I'm suggesting this is you have a big investment in the development, research and development, prototyping, and building of that product. So you probably have millions sunk into that. So it's probably a good idea for you folks to get professional help to get that kind of a product out into the marketplace. Now, for the rest of us out here, small business operators, service businesses, we're going to be guerrilla marketing. That's where we are. So here's where we go, folks. Let's take a look at this. We have 50 different suggestions. And then, by the way, I found 36 more. So we're not going to run out of ideas. We're probably going to run out of time. But let's start with what it is and take a look at how we can get going. First and foremost, make a calendar. Okay? There are a million ideas that you can put onto a calendar. Everybody loves a calendar. Put together a calendar for your company. Celebrate different days on that calendar than are traditionally recognized. Okay? Things that you make you interesting for others to have, keep in their kitchen. We keep a couple of calendars in our kitchen, and some of them are because the images are just spectacular. We're from Colorado, so we love those images. But some of them are because of the unique things that are in that calendar that we normally don't see. So think about a calendar. Number two, sticky notes. Have sticky notes made up with your name, URL, and logo on it, okay? Put them on local business doors, offices, cars, any place you can think of. But, you know, sticky notes are relatively inexpensive, and who knows what's going to go to remove that. Somebody just may recognize who you are and what it is you do and take the time to go to your website. Number three, so many stamps. This idea I thought was interesting. If you're sending out marketing material in envelopes, instead of putting one printed stamp from your machine on there as the postage, from the postage meter, think about putting 39 one-cent stamps, 42 one-cent stamps. And the reason for that is your envelope sticks out. It looks different, and therefore somebody may pull it out of the pile. So again, just a silly idea that doesn't cost any more than putting one stamp on it, but maybe something that'll catch someone's attention. Remember, we're dealing with psychology here. That's what we're talking about. How about the old do not disturb? Door hangers. If you go into a trade show, someplace where your targeted customers are going to be at, you know those do not disturb signs they put on your door in hotels and motels? Well, make one up that has your stuff on it. Put it out there, cheap way to get it to people who are there to look at products and services like yours and may catch the eye of somebody and you never know. But if nothing else, you've got your message out there. The other one we like is pay it forward. I thought this was an interesting concept, another guerrilla marketing idea. But, you know, next time you're standing in line, like at a movie theater or a grocery store or something, what you might want to do is buy the ticket for the person behind you. Now, this is good for movie theaters because it'll only cost you $5. And then give your business card to the person who collects the money for the tickets and have them give it to the next person in line and say, no, this guy decided he was going to buy this for you. And you'd be amazed. Silly stunt, but sometimes it works. Remember, we're playing with psychology here. Another one to do, and this one you got to be careful in how you do it, is fake a publicity stunt, okay? You can have people picket your storefront with signs that say, this business is too nice. These people are too good at their job. Come up with something that's unique and different. And by doing this, you know, you might get press coverage. So the press is going to come there, going to see signs that say, this company is too good at what they do. And tell you what, people are going to remember that. They're going to get a kick out of it. Stay with us, folks. We're talking about guerrilla marketing tactics. We have lots of ideas to share with you, things you can do that are inexpensive, things that you can do to get noticed in the marketplace. And remember, what we're trying to do is do something impactful in a small area. That's what it's all about. Folks, we're talking about guerrilla marketing and how those business ideas can help your company get traction in the market. You're listening to Repaving Main Street, and we'll be right back after this.
I can't deny it. I thought of quitting, baby, but my heart just ain't gonna buy it. And if I didn't think it was...
Welcome back, everyone, to Repaving Main Street, the show that discusses the pursuit of the American dream. We're chasing our dream. We're looking for inexpensive ways to target our message to the marketplace. When we looked at our tactical planning, our number one priority is to find customers to get that revenue stripe going. And today we are addressing guerrilla marketing. Guerrilla marketing, targeting and impact to small groups. That's what it's all about, making a difference. So when we left, we were talking about faking a publicity stunt, having some fun with the media, putting out some picket signs in front of our facility, telling everybody that we're just too good at what we do. And you'd be amazed, that creates an awful lot of chatter in the marketplace. Another thing to do, guest blogging. In case you haven't noticed, there are more blogs on the internet than you can possibly reach. Candidly, some of them are good, and many of them are looking for contribution. I myself get an opportunity to write for one or two, and it's fun. You get to express your point of view, and you can also advertise your wares. So become an expert at what you do and put your stamp out there on those blogs and take advantage of the connections that that blogger has already established, okay? You don't have to build those connections. They're already there, okay? Don't forget the importance, number 8, of business cards, all right? Everywhere you go, you meet somebody. Every time you meet somebody, there should be an exchange. Make sure that the people you meet know that you're in business, know the name of your company and what you do, and do what you can to make them interesting, okay? Don't have to be unique size, perhaps a unique picture, unique slogan, unique statement, but do not forget the importance of distributing business cards in lots and lots of numbers. Number 9, one of my favorite, bumper stickers, okay? They're great because they can go anywhere, not just on your car, but they can go in bathroom stalls, street poles, any place that you can put a sticky, you can put a bumper sticker. And what you want to do is get creative with them. Grab people's attention and then place them in the right spots. So think about your messaging again, and think about printing up some bumper stickers, putting them out there where people can see them. Okay? These are all guerrilla marketing tactics. Number 10, one I love, temporary tattoos. Okay? I've seen a post on some guerrilla marketing ideas in other places. The tattoos will only last for a short period of time, but you can have them put on folks, on foreheads, necks, backs, foot, etc. It's a great way to get noticed, and if people talk about it, that's the whole point. So if you're at a fair or a gathering where there's lots of folks, think about printing up some of these fake tattoos and making them available for the boys and girls and kids that come by. And as you know, they all wash off when you get home anyway, and do a little advertising as a result of that. So think about that idea. Number 11, help some other home-based businesses, all right? These home-based businesses keep their records pretty much hidden from others because they operate out of their house. You can actually help them to promote their business by working together on flyers, cards, booklets, things of that nature. And sometimes by working with them and cooperating with them, you can reduce your cost of producing those same things, okay? Is there anything else to do? Yeah, absolutely you can. Think about other activities, perhaps, that you can do with your customers as a result of a transaction. The one question you need to train yourself and your associates to ask at the conclusion of every transaction, is there anything else that we can do for you today? Okay? Don't kid yourself. Often it triggers a response. And again, you're playing to the psychology of the folks because they might have forgotten something the first pass through your store. So you want to make reason. Here's one that I love, another guerrilla marketing technique, and this is fun. Come up with the top 10 reasons that somebody should choose you or your store or your products. Okay? You know, David Letterman made a career out of this, folks. Come up with it. Instead of leaving business cards or other promotional material, come up with the top 10 reasons why somebody should buy from you. Make them 100% true, but you can make them humorous and memorable as well. So you can put it up there, top 10 reasons to do business with X, and they have it. Doesn't cost much, just printing, folks. Number 14, we've talked about this one before, demonstrations. You have a service business? Then this is perfect for you. Find a local store that pertains to your services and ask them if you can put on a free demo of what you do. If your services involve outdoors, contact news stations and let them know you're offering a barbecue along with a free service demonstration. Or better yet, talk to a company that's in the barbecue business and see whether or not they want to provide that as part of their promotional activity at your event. Again, doesn't cost a lot of money, folks. Things that you can do. We talked earlier about printing calendars. Here's another one you might want to think about, number 16 on our list, window decals, okay? Get a custom-printed window decal for your car with your logo and website, possibly a slogan if you have one. It looks professional, and it's great for red lights. When you're stopped at a red light, people look over and they say, "What's that on his window?" And guess what? It's an advertisement promotion for your particular company. Okay. Number 17, one of the things that everybody should do, and that's fishbowl business cards, fishbowls. Lots of stores are offering things from free lunches. Well, you put your business card in the fishbowl, and they pick out a business card, and they provide that for it. But, you know, every business card that goes in the fishbowl, guess what? It's another contact, another possible relationship for your company. And who knows? It could be the owner of some company that now finds out that you can provide those kind of services. So ask the store if they will let you do that. If you're not a restaurant, you know, but if it is a restaurant there, you can say, "We're offering free lunch. Pay for the meal of the person who obviously is going to receive that, but make sure that you get all the business cards." That's what it's all about. And you get a ton of free leads. I love this one. This one, you'd be amazed how many restaurants will work with you in that regard. Number 18, I don't know how much money you have to spend, but this is great for publicity. Sponsor an event. Doing this is in most times very inexpensive, and it's great for publicity, especially if it's a big event. You normally get your logo and business mentioned at all events on a promotional material, and be at that event is helpful because then you can work and interact with the guest. One of the things that I've done over the course of my career, you know, you go to these charity golf outings, sponsor a hole, okay? And what happens? It costs you $150, and your name is on every piece of publication that goes out for that charity event, okay? If you have something, hospital, children's hospital, you know, buy a little piece on the brochure. Doesn't cost a lot of money. Great, great visibility. Number 19 on our list, holiday greetings, okay? Do not forget that. Everybody's in the email business today, but there's no reason why you can't send a little email card that says, you know, happy birthday, happy holidays, happy Thanksgiving, it's a new year, just thinking of you, whatever it might be. But you know, that human contact, that interpersonal contact is something that is leaving most institutions in today's world. So if you can find a way to continue that, you know, we all need to be appreciated. We have a couple of restaurants that we frequent. They know my birthday. You know, it sounds silly, but, you know, when it's my birthday and I go to that restaurant, I'm treated pretty good. So as a result, I go to that restaurant. That's how it works. Number 20 on our list, one that you should do anyway, particularly as your company grows, and that's charitable donations. Charitable donations. Let people know that you care about the community, and maybe you can donate some of your profits every month to a charity, okay? Get involved. There are companies like Target, for example, big retailer. A percentage of their revenue every month goes to improving education in all of the communities that they have stores. Tell you what, school boards in those communities, they like having Target there. That's the way it works. Folks, we're talking about guerrilla marketing. Guerrilla marketing is tactics, things that you can do for small amounts of money that have a big impact in a targeted market area, okay? That's what we're talking about. You're listening to Repaving Main Street, and we're sharing ideas. We've got lots of ideas on how you can use guerrilla marketing to make your business more successful. So stay with us. We're only up to number 20. We've got a whole lot more to go. We'll be right back.
I thought of quitting, baby, but my heart just ain't gonna buy it. And if I didn't think it was...
Welcome back, everyone, to Repaving Main Street, the show that discusses the pursuit of the American dream. We've got our American dream moving now. We're out there in the marketplace, and we're looking for ways to make the most of the resources we have to promote our company, our products, our services, and obviously acquire customers. That's what it's all about. So today, we're talking about guerrilla marketing. Guerrilla marketing, the tactic that takes our limited resources and focuses in certain areas where we can have the largest impact. So when we left, we were talking about perhaps getting involved in charity, providing charitable donations to a local charity, getting our name associated with that, and as a result of it, becoming more accepted and more welcome within our community and our marketplace. Another thing we can do, number 21, we can hold a contest. You could have 1 to 10 winners as a result of it. It can be word-of-mouth promotion that everybody needs and wants. You gain free press for starting the contest. Also, you can publish the winners, and you can be as creative as you want in terms of what it is you might be giving away as a result of running that contest. Those of you in the services business, my favorite one, again, is landscaping. Cut somebody's grass for a month for free. I'll tell you what, it's a great prize. I would love it, all right, if I didn't have to crank up that lawnmower. So think about it in terms of what you can do, what you can afford, and the impact it's going to have on the people who participate in that contest. One of my favorites, number 22, T-shirts. Everybody loves T-shirts. And you can have T-shirts printed up for very little. And as you know, It's a great word of mouth vehicle, because if you could put something creative on there, whether in terms of picture or phrasing, remember, every time somebody puts that T-shirt on, they are taking an image of your company and a message about your company with them. So T-shirts, I'll tell you what, there's a reason why companies give them out all the time. And you might want to think about that as well. Number 23, one that I love and I think is particularly important for guerrilla marketers, and that's partnerships. By all means, get yourself associated with as many people and businesses that are complementary to what you do. And support one another. It's a reciprocal arrangement. Get their information on your website. Get your information on their website. Get as many links as you can to support what it is you're trying to do. So partnerships should do that. And the one thing about small business and entrepreneurs, as you all know, is we're all willing to help one another. So see if you can find a way to leverage those relationships and get those linkages and complementary marketing efforts working together. Another thing you can do, and this one gets done regularly here on the Front Range in Colorado, blood drives. All right, folks, sometimes we forget how lucky we are that we don't need blood on a daily basis from someone else. But when the time comes, you and I know it's life-saving, it's life-threatening. So what you might be able to do is contact your local newspapers, news, radio, television, and do what you can to host that. Put yourself on the forefront. Get yourself out there and say, okay, XYZ company is going to pull together these resources on such and such a date, and come on down, make your contribution, help keep the people in our community safe. Difficult to orchestrate, but a phenomenal publicity event. Another thing you might want to do, and we talked about this before, and that's the old client appreciation, host a barbecue. I went to one of these just a couple of weeks ago with our public relations agency, and I got to tell you, it was a wonderful event. All their clients, customers, partners were there, and the food was good. So think about maybe that might be a way for you to enhance your relationship with the folks you currently have as customers. Number 28, I'm going to skip over a couple here because we're at time restraints, but newspapers, okay? Remember, newspapers are always looking for articles. If you're doing something topical or if you're presenting your demonstration, make sure you include them. Let them know what you're up to. And often that's a story that they may want to cover. And then you get what they call a professional article written about your business that's published. Number 29, don't forget magazines. And today there's not only published print magazines, but there's a lot of online magazines. When Dr. Johnson and I introduced our book, Business Alchemy, Turning Ideas into Gold, a very nice article was written up in Forbes Online for us, and we appreciated that. So there are lots of places to go for magazines, and don't forget to not overlook the internet. Here's one that you might want to think about, and again, it's not expensive. Put your advertising on a bus. You've been on a bus and seen all those little, where the strap hangers are, all those little advertisements that are there. Well, you can put your advertising there. How many commuters go on those buses day in and day out? It's not expensive, again, to do the print media, but placing it on a bus is not a bad place to put it. Another one to think about, although it does have some cost associated with it, and that's postcard mailing. Dr. Johnson and I did this, by the way. Again, when our book came out, we sent postcards out to all of the entrepreneurial communities that we were aware of, as well as to a number of commerces and business development centers, small business development centers. So, you know, send out, make people aware of what you do. It's what you need to do to announce your company. So postcards are a way you can do it, particularly if you're in a consumer business. but it is 42 cents a postcard now, folks, so it's got some cost associated with it. Here's one that is very interesting, although it is exploding in terms of the number of these that are on the internet, but write an ebook. Okay, if you're good at what you do and you're knowledgeable about how it gets done, establish yourself as an expert. Write a book, write an ebook, and you can publish an ebook today for virtually nothing. I mean, it costs almost nothing to do so. And as you know, the good folks at Amazon will help you distribute that to anybody and everybody who might want to buy it. So the important thing to do with that ebook, though, is establish your credibility in support of your business venture. Not much. Okay. Giving it away. Now, here's one that, you know, as business people, we don't like to do. But you know what? Sometimes giving away a sample or giving away your services, like I suggested before, for a charitable event, I'll cut your grass for a month for free. These are things that catch people's attention. So you might want to do that as a promotion. Just talk about, okay, you know, in order for me to get you aware of how good my company is and how good the services are that we provide, I'm going to do it free for you for the first week, first 2 weeks, whatever's right. And therefore, you establish your credibility and, again, follow on. You got the fixed cost anyway, folks, so it's not much incremental cost to do that. All right. One of the other things that is very good to do as you get your business established is enter those business awards. I don't know what your community does, but up here we have a business journal and they're always giving away awards for something or other. So you can enter, submit your company, submit what you do. And when you do that, if you win those awards, you get all of that publicity. And not only do you get the publicity, but you get recognized as being credible at what you do because you're one of the best companies around that does what you do. So there are lots of suggestions, folks, that we have. Matter of fact, I've got 50 more that we're going to share with you to help you put together your guerrilla marketing campaign. So if you're ready to take control of your personal economy and you're considering stepping out there on your own, or you know someone who is, then you need to stay tuned to Repaving Main Street. Remember, you can always email us with your questions. Keep us grounded. We're right here at www.bizbizalchemy.com. Share your dream with us. We'll do what we can to get answers to your questions. Remember, if you miss a show and want to catch up, you can always go to the podcast library. It's at the same website, www.bizalchemy.com. And also, we want to remind you that we're on iTunes, so you can download the podcast for your iPad and your iPhone as well. One more reminder that tonight, our good friends at the Unreasonable Institute are going to have their big show climax. It's going to be at Mackey Auditorium. If you're in Boulder, want to attend, go take a look at those young people who are determined to change the world. Be sure to tune in tomorrow. We're going to be talking further about guerrilla marketing, and we're not out of ideas yet, folks. We've got more for you. We've got plenty of ways to help you get that company of yours moving up and running. Stay with us. We'll be back. Talk to you tomorrow. So long.